I want to go to the zoo and watch monkeys jack off. Welcome to another episode of the Versatile Anomaly Adventure Series. I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Ben.
Existence is pain.
Fourth chair. Although, would I still be the fourth chair?
Yes.
No. I mean, technically, you're like the second stool.
Right?
Because there's three chairs and two stools.
I mean, right. It's very second confusing. Stool.
You're still the fourth chair, though.
I'm not getting any sleep at night because I'm so confused what I am.
You can say you're the arm.
Am I?
You're the roller.
He's the...
Yeah, he's the designated roller.
It's the meme where the girl's like, he's probably thinking about other girls, and he's like, am I the fourth chair? Who am I?
Am I the fourth chair? Anything?
Am
oh,
I
no.
the second stool? God. Or am I just an arm?
So just so you listeners out there know, you know, all the shit we've gone through tonight and every night during the winter, my water is colder now than when I came in here, and I'm not even playing. It's colder now.
And it's next to the heater.
It is. It's by the heater.
That's up to 40 now.
Oh, my God.
And we pissed off the guy who worked at the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were making fun of they had these giant Flintstone pixie sticks. And I was like, well, how fucking old are these things? I was like, you know, I was making a joke saying they were from the 70s and shit, just assuming that they were probably only like a year or so old. No, they're 13 years old.
Normally the guy chats us up, but yeah. He was like, here's your change.
Get the fuck out.
Like, he was pissed.
My total was like whatever in 48 cents. I gave him 50 cents. And he just was like, have a good day, and fucking threw the pennies in the fucking give a penny thing. Normally, I almost just scooped all the fucking change out and just walked out.
Just stared at him as you walked away. Like,
normally the dude talks us, like, we have to like walk out while he's talking.
Yeah.
He normally just talks our ear off.
He probably said something like, I love you guys. Can I join you tonight? And you just kept walking. Like,
was that at Roberto's store?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Roberto's.
Boobs.
Roberto's. Where's that?
Across from the old America.
Bob's. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Not that complicated. Jesus.
I was like, Roberto's?
Where's that place?
What the fuck is that? Louisiana?
my neighborhood.
It's your daddy, Roberto.
My neighborhood is Little Mexico.
Oh, God.
And that's why it's called Roberto's.
Bo's getting happy.
Jackson's Mexico?
Yeah. We're the southwest side.
Okay. All right. I'll buy it. Adventure.
Turn into the vape.
Exactly.
Great. All right.
Anyway.
Results.
Fucking party.
Before we begin, I will let Mike do the recap of last week.
Yeah, so we... that was loud.
Christ.
All right. No, we...
What?
We went down the road...
And that's it.
That was, you know, Pony took us to his murder cabin.
I treated you guys to a very extravagant meal of
Bear puss
labia fajitas. Sizzling platter.
I still have those in my mind.
Right.
Dude, my wife got in the car while I was listening to the podcast. She's like, I don't know what the fuck you guys do in there, but it's not worth your time. It's stupid. And I'm just dying. It was so fucking funny. She's like, why are you laughing? This is not funny. And she's cracking up. And I'm like, it's hilarious. That's what it is.
She's trying to tell you it's not funny while she's laughing about it.
I was talking like about the part where like I was too deep in the guy's ass, and I was like eating a hyena from the way, you know, from the inside out. And she's like, what the fuck, dude? She's like, I've known you for a long time, and just
she's like
I'm ashamed really to know you after listening to this.
Like, it makes me sad.
So we went to the murder cabin. We ate bear puss fajitas.
Yes.
we found out why Pony has his cart.
Mm-hmm.
His pony, I mean.
Sweet pony.
And then we got attacked by time phantoms.
Fucking time phantom.
Burnt that motherfucker down.
Right. Yeah. Cuddles burned the place down in Cuddles fashion. And we went back to the cave where the bear puss was.
There's one still there.
Not anymore.
No, it's gone.
I need a pillow.
I mean, you could probably scare it to just lay there.
Yeah. So that was where we left off. We're inside the cave. Lady Gertrude had sealed it off, so nothing could get in.
All right. So,
and we were close to the Swamp Mart.
Swamp Mart.
Swamp Mart. Shop Smart. Shop Swamp Mart.
The
that's right. Racist.
So we will go over some of the vote thing that we had. We have give us some scenarios for Pony to talk about for the coming week as he entertains us with his tales. The first one we have is Yodi and Aries Bath make sweet, sweet gravy.
Oh, shit.
God, you going to remind us of that?
How he lost his cart to an angry Manitar and had to earn it back using his wits and other skills.
Oh, God.
That'd be pretty amazing.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
First encounter with the twins.
Mm.
How did you feel when Alfie died the very first time on the very first time cycle?
I believe I almost cried. It was rough.
Talk about the time Pony fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's sweet. Yeah. I like that one. It's so simple, which means it won't be. It was a bow.
All right. We have give us some rules for the group to have to follow. Be rolling for them. Blah, 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 blah. All right. So the first one we have is character swap. Roll for who plays what character, including Ooh. Matt if he is there.
All right.
We have your characters must act the opposite of normal. Pony isn't rapey.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yodi is normal.
He's romantic.
What?
Doran is an asshat. Oh. It's the same.
Yeah. Come on.
Cuddles is Pretz, Cedra. The only roles that count are critical failures or critical successes.
Oh, God.
That would be interesting.
That's a separate rule?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would have to be like we'd have to split the dice right in the middle?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
To say roll until we get a 1 or a 20?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be... What?
Mike has to talk is... in hip yeah. teen lingo.
Oh,
eat, dab, dab, boomer.
Lit.
Fuck you.
That's one of them. That's fantastic.
Go eat a
Somebody
dick.
I love.
Got what they wanted.
Pretty funny.
No.
Each character must, at some point during the episode, sing. Could be a verse, chorus,
oh, God.
A whole song, real or original.
You people are horrific.
Making this effectively a musical episode.
Yes.
Okay, that'd be funny.
I'd be nope. down for
that
it.
That is great. When rolling a 1, the person that rolled has to admit to a deep, dark secret.
I'm the only one rolling.
In real life.
Yeah, that's him. Or are you talking about the characters
okay,
that was
the
for?
Character.
Okay.
Oh.
In real life, not character.
Hey, whoa. No, I don't. This is... No, in character.
No, it's real life.
We're modifying this rule.
It's real life.
Nope.
It's not
nope.
the character.
And we have...
stalker bitches. Like, why do you want... You don't need to know that.
Someone wants to know some deep, dark secrets in there. So he can fap away.
Uh-huh. Instead of rolling dice, the attacker and defender have to play rock, paper, scissors during the fight.
Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
No.
Lizard, Spock.
Cowboy Ninja.
And then we have, if a critical roll hits 20 or 1, the outcome must be switched. 1 equals 20, 20 equals 1.
Oof.
That's rough. Uh-huh.
That's rough, too. Yeah. Because Matt hits all 20. We fucked.
Oh, yeah.
we need Joe to roll that one. All right. And then we have, any familiar faces returning to the front of Pony's memories. We have Archie and his bromance with Pony.
Hmm.
Alana and Archie, the janitor killed by Yodi Yeet.
Oh my God.
Shrunk, Danky, Cherry, actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Oh God.
Cherry's first John. That's pretty good. All right. So that's what we have for that one. Then we have, let's give Bo some titles.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
All right. First we have Pusher of Ketamine. Lord of Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Master of Pleasure.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Concussed.
The Eternally Concussed.
They have the Dicker of Duck.
Oh, my God.
The Champion of CTE.
What's that?
Concussions.
Oh, okay.
The Grabber of Barapus.
Oh, man.
The Benefactor of Marsupials.
Oh, wow.
The Supreme Ruler of All.
Jesus.
God, Bo's like...
Bo's got all of the titles. Quite a few of them about concussions.
The duck of fuck.
Yes.
The penetrator.
Yep.
Jesus.
You should change it to penequacker.
Penequacker.
Big boom boom. And the sultan of scrotum. Wow.
All right.
So we have...
Do ducks have scrotums?
Internally, probably.
Maybe.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
They do now.
I mean, I don't know.
You did something with scrotums, apparently, in your bear form.
You're not.
Do you have to have
either.
One to be the sultan of them?
That's right.
True. That's true.
You're the ruler of all
that's
scrotums.
A good point. I
mean, you
I'll
got the twisted
that.
Dick that does what it wants.
I'll accept that.
Ain't no man scrotum or dick getting anywhere else.
All right. So we have some house, clan, family crests. Archie has a PSP-shaped background with a pixelated Archie and his companions, Lady G and the like, silhouette style, surrounded by portals and computer screens and books to symbol his knowledge on the meld and dimension traveling. On the next one, we have Sorry Guys, TBD. Doran can be a tankard. And we have three visual ones that hopefully will make Ben post them. So it'll just pop up on the screen if you're part of the Patreon.
Yeah,
you can
up
go
there.
To versatileanomaly.com/Patreon and become a patron and watch the video. The first one we have, which I will share around.
The fuck?
That's Yodi.
Oh,
or not Yodi, Alfie.
That's Alfie.
That's okay, yeah. That's an Alfie, yeah.
That's the
yeah,
Alfie.
It looks like Alfie is coming out of a flower. So, like,
it, oh, boy.
This is him being born.
God damn.
His hands are up, like, don't molest me, man.
Stop getting me.
But his mouth is open, like, give me some shit.
Begging for it.
Is he born from a shit flower? Because it looks like a diarrhea.
Something.
I think his body is just coming out of the top of it.
Oh, my God.
Did we ever say that he walks? Is he, like... Plants vs. Zombies?
Is this him just being born?
Yeah, I would think.
That's yeah.
He's coming out of the plant.
Okay. Well, because I was wondering if he moved around, like if he was like Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, no.
Where like he's like a little
he's
you know, walking
yeah.
plant thing.
Because, yeah, we've had broken off legs and
yeah.
broken
okay.
in half.
Yeah, I guess
so.
I forgot
yeah,
about
and,
those.
And after the podcast becomes public, we will post these pictures in the discussion. In the Discord.
Yep.
Which you can find a link to in the show notes. So if you're listening and not in the Discord, just join the Discord, say hi if you want, and look at these drawings. These are interesting. The second one we have.
Nice.
Oh, Christ.
I saw that one. So on that one, I think, while the entire picture I'm very appreciative of, I think for the family crest, it should just be the balloon head.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this one is Cuddles. It's he's holding like a torch, and he has a few balloons, which are all severed heads.
But they're floating.
Yes.
Somehow. They're not droopy.
Yeah,
they're
just like, it's Cuddles. Do we really question what he does?
That's true.
Oh, float.
Yeah, so that one.
Y'all float up there.
No.
And the other one we have?
Oh, door. Oh, it gets the Dorn. Bartender.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He's got a shield with a tankard on it and an axe.
And
so
axe.
It goes along with the Dorns can be a tankard.
Yeah.
Dorn can start drinking all the time. That maybe that can be another rule we add to it. How many? Wait a minute. No, that's punishing me.
Yeah. Then it's in.
Roll a d6.
And
go,
you have to match him.
I'm not going to match Dorn in real life.
We're rolling a d20, and that's how many shots he has to take when he starts the freaking podcast.
Fuck
Let's
that.
Start with a d4.
And then he has to drive home.
I'm going
to
get one of the d100.
Oh, God.
Things like that big.
All right, yeah. So I guess before we start, we need to do the rule
and
for
up,
the week.
Up.
Oh, there's more?
And then we have any random thoughts. Did we miss something? We have, you should explore the melded Walmart or something, and Pony should explain why. We have Hunt is amazing. We have PC Master Reese.
Jesus Christ.
Master Reese. And Joe PP Small. And I have a link here, so I'm going to play this.
The Joe PP Small. There's a link to that?
Yeah, I mean, there can be.
It's well, just a hollow.
Joe's I was going to say, you can, I can just play it so we can hear it solid, and then I'll insert it later.
There's the link.
God damn, Roy.
There's probably like an ad coming.
Oh, geez. Forgot about ads.
That's
fucking
fine.
Ads.
Drop that shit out. Oh, my God.
Should get the numbers ready on those.
We hunt human beings for sport.
Shit.
Just skip it.
Close it.
Nope. It researched something because I fucked it up. It's fine.
Ben watches Tech Hub, dude.
What happened to the audio?
Oh my God. Look at how that fucking port goes in there. Jesus Christ.
No, I did. I muted the audio somehow. That was amazing.
They just tech that real good. Just master race things. Just master race things. You know, just master race things.
Oi, how are you with 9,002 gig of games? With more mods than a hooking. I read the jealousy written on your face when I said I needed planning permission for my case. Your rig is in disgrace. It's little but a rage. Middle finger up to gaming and an insult to the race. Every console falls prey to the same fate. Blatant aliasing in a lame frame rate. Hey, mate, I measure mine in playtime. Beat you to the singularity defining. In mankind, ahead of the time, you wouldn't even believe. I pre-order and release before it's even conceived. I've got such a cutting edge chipset that I can only play games that don't even exist yet. You console peasants have facts to
fuck you.
Facts to face, you can't compare to that master race. The master race will fuck your face. I'm just letting you fuck know just the letters are sexy. A W-A-S-D, I've got an A-T-B-S-S-D. You've got an IDE running XP. Forget 1080p, that's a baby screen, and it's in less than 8K will make me scream if there's ever a pixel that I can plainly see. It best be on a retro indie game release. A nice fact for you to wank about. There's more cash in my Steam wallet than in my bank account. Never break rules, but make sure you pray every day to Gabe Newell.
Pray every day to Gabe
Newell. Gotcha.
You console peasants have facts to face. Facts to face.
Oh my god.
Is this still going?
What glory is this?
We're about halfway in.
Oh god.
We can't finish the whole thing.
It's a minute and a half.
Just left?
Yeah. Just master race. It's only been a minute and a half. Just master race things. The graphics are amazing. Just master race things. Just master
race things. You know, just master race things. I'm throwing nuclear power, cause I can drain a whole power plant with my PSU in an hour. The Hoover Dam's water cooling my tower.
The Hoover Dam's water cooling my tower. I love that line.
My water cooler, the fountain of youth. I don't give a damn about the review. My PC's a beast that should be held in a zoo. GPU fan sounds
like the gorillas.
Using heat that's even capable of melting a new. You're a console peasant, I'm a grumpy old peasant. An adolescent brain on the credit of my parents. I had to pay for my set of the present, cause I said I need a better process for my lessons.
This guy's fucking good. I know, right? He's going hard.
Do I ever have a little bit of empathy?
No!
May our frame rates be high and our temperatures low. Console peasants have facts to face. Facts to face, have facts to face. You can't compare to that master race. The master race will fuck your face.
The views expressed in this musical work may or may not be satire. You'll never know.
Get a better NVIDIA, you freaking idiot. Your lucky jackies are actually hideous. I want the smoothest skins, Nivea. For my
Skyrim mod
to get you. Alright. Oh boy.
Fantastic. Just when I got the digital dicks for Joe.
Yep.
The peepee schmo.
Joe peepee schmo.
Schmo. Schmo, S-M-O-L.
It's fucking small.
I got a small one, guys. It's just a wee little peepee.
My brain's so big and my peepee is so small, I can't describe it.
God saw fit to make sure it balanced things out.
That's right. If I had a big peepee, you guys wouldn't have any pussy, you know what I'm saying?
That was the most hillbilly ghetto fucking, like, that was weird in my head. Like,
but I'm honestly over... it could have also been a line from the movie Rockstar.
Yeah
with Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg's a god.
All right, so we need to roll for the rules. We gotta make sure we have enough rules. We have to throw a few more out there.
Why is there so many fucking rules?
Right, because now we gotta roll for them.
Right now we have a solid 8.
Do we have
it? Maybe ace out of die.
Where's
give? Oh, there it is.
Right off my right ass, there. Bitch!
It's the diamond.
Trying to get rid of him.
I can do it. I don't need your help, Hansy.
B7. B7. B7.
Fuck you.
Wait, it's 6.
Bro, the fucking 6.
What am I doing?
Dude. That was a perspective roll.
Oh my god!
Because this was like great. This.
The first one that we have for a rule is when rolling a 1, the person that rolled must have been a deep, dark secret in real life.
Oh, no, character. No, we're not
absolutely
doing that.
Absolutely. We are. Character. We're doing it.
We'll do it in character.
Don't be a bitch.
In real life.
Don't be a bitch.
I'll fuck it.
I don't have deep, dark secrets.
Don't be a bitch.
Except for I hate you, Joe.
Uh-huh. That's not a secret. I already fucking know this.
Uh-huh. So will I. Will make something up.
We're going to become brothers tonight,
I thought that was the whole point.
Once I ate... nothing.
A Joe's small peepee.
I've seen Joe's dick.
I've seen Joe's small peepee. It's quite small.
Son of a bitch. I'm doing something as whoever I'm playing, which is
nope. Byron. Yep. Don't be Mike a bitch.
Secretly hey wants to be like his mom.
Everybody vote. Tell Mike he has to fucking participate.
I'm not doing that.
Do it.
I don't need to.
Do it.
This is not. No.
Yep. Uh-oh. Social security number or nothing, dude.
Fuck.
That's your deep, dark secret. It's your social security number.
10101.
Like, fuck.
It's not enough numbers. Mm.
All right.
One,
all right. Now, I guess five we begin the story.
Let's go tell the fucking
roll,
story.
God damn it. I rolled again. It's still the same rule. I guess yep that's what we're doing.
Yep. That's what we're doing.
Right, so now Mike has to tell two deep.
Kristen yeah beats me.
He just looks right at the camera and blinks seven twice.
We're doing seven.
Christ.
Test rolls. Well, what was seven?
Oh, it's,
that's how many inches yeah you can take.
No, yeah, we'll do six.
How many?
I'm going to try to come up with some song ideas and write some shitty songs and hope we roll that number.
Oh my god!
All right,
so
Yodi will just talk about his he'll sing about his birth.
Oh, about gravy making.
Gravy making.
All right, so the group is in the cave. You know, safe and secure.
Full of bear puss, I might add.
No, all dead.
No, they're full.
They're full of, yeah.
Full of bear puss.
So yes they wake up. They all had the best
the
sleep.
The good part of the fucking.
They all had the best sleep of their lives, and they have no idea why.
It was through drugs.
Bear puss,
apparently, Pony gave them drugs and the bear
drugs,
puss.
Boy.
It was the ketamine bear puss. It was all Bo the entire time, since
everyone,
he is the pusher of ketamine.
Everyone wakes up to find Dr. Alfie sifting
dead. He died off camera.
He is sifting through bones that he's found in the back of the cave. He went to a part that Pony really didn't ever want anyone going to.
I don't mind.
Bunch of dildos.
There are the bones of a centaur tar and a manotar back there.
Mm-hmm.
And a few bear pusses and other random remains of things. And as he's digging through, he finds like like stashed things that Pony had tried to use throughout the years, his supplies.
Is it bear pusses or bear pussy?
Bear pie.
It's a bear pie, yeah.
I like bear pie, yeah. Octopi.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Cacti.
Mm-hmm.
Those remember that in the future.
So he's digging through and he finds a mega spy kit with walkie-talkies and earbuds, things like that.
That's how I get you guys to do what I need you to do. I plant these deep inside your ear holes and that way I can communicate.
Those little ones that just like...
They weren't very little, but your guys' right ear holes stretch.
And as he's explaining this, there's a loud banging outside of the cave.
Never
something's
mind that.
Trying,
don't mind it.
Is
something's
this a
trying to get in.
Metallic banging?
And
it's all in your head, boy.
So Dorian immediately gets up, gets ready, and everyone else follows suit but Pony. He says, don't open break the seal, don't open it up.
Right.
And
don't
Lady
break
Gertrude,
the seal. Go back to bed.
Lady Gertrude looks at him and then makes the ice melt. And as soon as that happens, another time phantom comes in, but it's like a mesh of all sorts of different things Pony has killed. It's like a golem of them all mixed together, and it goes straight for Pony.
He's going, why'd you fuck me? Why'd you fuck
it's
me?
It's all the different donut man that I've murdered in so many different ways. The poor donut man's coming to get his vengeance. His comeuppance.
I'm going to boil you, Pony.
Not if I get to you first, Fry Man.
All right.
Krispy Kreme.
I guess we're going to roll for initiative, something we've never done.
Oh, boy.
High roll is...
the donut store.
The donut
store. Blumpkin Donuts.
Roll is them. Oh, so it's us. We start first.
All right.
All right.
I want to go first.
All right.
I'm attacking Lady Gertrude.
What?
This cunt opened the door and I told her not to. I'm going after her.
All right.
I hope Gertrude's... you know I pack a chainsaw.
All right. What are you going to do?
I'll skin your ass raw.
God.
What do you roll?
14.
All right.
14.
Now we're going to roll for Lady Gertrude being aware. 10 or higher. She knew it was coming.
Nope.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Gertrude get fucked up.
What are you
up
doing to her?
I told you, I'm going to skin this bitch raw with my chainsaw.
Okay, as you start to skin, you start cutting her arm off. And it's her casting arm. She's going to lose the ability to
help
the group.
I want
to
go for the back skin first.
Oh, all right.
So it's hard. I want to go right through it like baloney.
Well, she's got some armor on. So as you're doing that, you start to break skin. She's screaming in pain.
I hope so.
And Doran is going to come up and knock you with the back of his swords, the hilt of him.
Let's see what he's got. A 12? What do I got?
Let's see if he can dodge it. High roll,
dodge
he dodges.
Shit. Fucking
six dodges it.
I'm going to chop that motherfucker too.
There you go. So Cuddles wants to come up and just kick Lady Gertrude right in the chest to push back
put
into
her
the
out
fucking chainsaw.
Jeez, if you can kill her.
If you kick her in the chest, the chainsaw is going to take
all right, well, let's see if Lady Gertrude, she has to roll like a 16 or higher to stop him from kicking her back into it.
Yes!
You killed Lady Gertrude. Lady Gertrude is dead. The scissor twins are done.
I hope you know I pack a chainsaw.
Two vaginas, one uterus.
Not anymore, bitch.
You immediately see her soul join into the Time Phantom. Oh. Time Phantom now gets two attacks in a row.
I'm going to fuck that corpse with my spirit.
14.
Cock.
Roll a D.
12. A 12.
Oh, God. You roll another one.
A 1.
extremes of both sides.
You are like a few hit points away from being knocked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Yodi in a shocked face decides to throw a healing potion at you.
You know, Yodi, yeah, I guess. No, Yodi tries to heal her, see if she actually can come back. Her spirit's right there.
Why would Yodi do something stupid like that?
He missed.
He missed. No one got healed.
Splashing me. Nope.
That did not happen.
Are his heals like...
That's splash damage, so I guess it'd heal him a little bit.
I mean, he could heal. I mean,
when
if he wanted
say
to...
splash damage.
He can just go up there and just start running his nuts right
you're
in your mouth.
You're playing Yodi?
No, I'm not playing Yodi.
Yeah, is he like dropping teabag into the dirt or what happened here?
Well, you can play Yodi if you want. No, he's got his potions. He's got his
potions. Can run over there and start licking the wound. Yeah. And then the chainsaw attaches
to
her arm.
All right, are we going to give one chance? Do you want to rewrite it and have Yodi do it? I won't play Yodi. Go ahead and do what you want.
He's going to, he can try to heal, and then somehow it's going to fucking heal in her other arm, not her casting arm. The chainsaw is going to be part of her fucking arm.
I'm not happy with this.
Whoa. She's going to be brought back with a chainsaw arm.
And she's not going to remember shit.
18 or higher.
She don't know nothing.
18 or higher.
Motherfucker.
She's dead.
Oh, shit.
The chainsaw kills everyone.
No, at that point, Yodi trips and falls face first into the chainsaw.
Yodi's now dead.
Yodi trips.
Yodi loses an ear.
And he falls into...
I think chainsaws do worse than that, man.
Oh, God.
Into some bits of ice that were left over from the door, and one goes right through his chest. And he passes out from the pain.
Oh, God. This is starting off so amazing.
You should have attacked the thing attacking you.
Dr. Alfie is going to go and shoot up Yodi with some fucking adrenaline.
All right.
Oh, God. 9.
He misses and hits himself.
He can just run over there and fucking just stab him with it.
He misses and hits himself. Now we got a hopped up fucking
Dr.
Alfie.
Miss.
It's fine.
I'll let him have another roll of himself. He gets 2 turns in a row now.
Screaming. Oh, God damn it, dude.
But he hit him. I mean, he's right there with him now. He hits him. Yodi goes, and sits up, and that's about it. He can't attack the next turn.
Is Yodi awake now?
Bo's
here.
Bo's alive. He can do whatever.
He's just quacking off in the
corner. Is he a duck form?
Bo's in whatever form he wants to be.
God.
He has to roll for it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I have to roll, don't I? Roll me a form.
Well, you can turn into the human form.
I could, but roll me a form.
All
right,
let me find
20,
these
right?
real quick. Hold on.
I think it's a 20.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure
I
it's a 20.
It okay. Are we doing the musical episode or telling a deep, dark secret?
Deep, dark secret. Hasn't happened yet.
All
right. it has. Who got the one?
Matt.
His turn with Yodi. So who's playing Yodi?
Matt.
I didn't say what he was doing. Everybody else.
Yodi's deep, dark secret. Since it's just Yodi doing his own thing, he's got a deep, dark secret. Joe, make it up.
One time I was peeking in my neighbor's house.
Yodi
oh,
or
wait.
Pony?
Yodi.
It's Joe.
I was peeking in my neighbor's house, man. And I saw my friend. He was giving his sister cunnilingus.
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck? It was fucking hot.
Oh, man. Are we ready for the rolls yet?
Jesus Christ, I almost fell over.
Wait, I thought... I need to roll.
Yeah, we're waiting, Sean.
Okay. Yeah,
oh,
I
yeah,
needed
yeah.
to remark this shit. Nope, that is not.
That was a absolutely true story.
Well, we're waiting.
I got it.
All right, roll the dice to see what they becomes.
Just roll a 20, and then I'm just going to count it out.
Oh, God.
I'm starting from here.
11.
You're a hippogriff.
Oh, shit.
Sweet.
Yes.
All right. You can do whatever you want for attack, but remember, only team attacks damage these things. I'm just going to throw that out
pick
there.
Pick up Yodi's dead body and throw
Yodi's
it at him.
We haven't been doing team attacks. Yodi's
isn't,
not dead.
Isn't a hippogriff a merging of multiple animals?
Oh, shit.
Roll a d20 to see if I'll allow it.
He can team attack.
A two.
Jesus Christ.
Not allowed.
Son of a bitch.
These Matt rolls are doing great today. We need to do the reverse thing.
Right?
You can team up with whoever you want. You got just Cinnamon.
Lob a dead body.
You got... Well, you got Cinnamon and Doran, actually. I don't think we have any.
Cuddles has a combo attack.
Cuddles can attack.
Doran already
He's going to pick up
oh, yeah,
the...
Does, Cuddle, does Cuddles yeah. want to ride the...
No, it's Cinnamon. Right now, it's nice. Cinnamon and... Because Cuddles, didn't he try and force her back? Yeah, so it's... Oh. You have to team up with Cinnamon since she's partnerless because her partner's dead.
Cuddles did all what? Right. Cuddles didn't do shit.
Cuddles didn't do anything.
He kicked Lady Gertrude.
That was last turn.
Yeah.
This is still the first turn. Yeah, we haven't gone through it yet.
He already attacked.
Yeah,
so it restarts.
He instantly attacked because Joe made the attack come to the front by killing her.
Yeah, Joe fucked it up.
Right. I didn't fuck anything up.
Pony did, sorry.
That's right, Pony did.
Hey, so, right, well, whoever's available, do they want to hop on the
yep,
hippogriff
Cinnamon's
back?
Cinnamon's going to hop on, I guess.
Hey, check your back for STIs, man.
Right, oh, no. Right.
Then she hops on. She goes,
those feathers will mold off. It'll be fine.
No, he's got to
mold off.
Yeah, what are we doing?
She has knives. She can poison anything like that.
You got chlamydia.
Weaponized chlamydia. Yeah.
She puts that in a jar.
Oh my god, dude! She just wipes her blade on her.
Oh.
I wonder. Wait, can they join together?
Oh god,
maybe.
Can they scissor twin it?
I mean, technically, they
scissor
could be
because he changes.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's roll. See if it happens.
I don't. Nope.
No.
I don't think. I don't think that was cool.
All right. So pick out a move. You go,
wow. I got slashy talon things. So.
And she's got her dagger, so you just go slash and dash together.
Yep.
Slash and dash.
Oh, oh my god.
They got a two, and they missed the time
give
phantom.
Just for,
well, actually, that's for Bo. We need to roll for Cinnamon still.
Here, Cinnamon.
Here, let's see it. I'm gonna throw this one, just for shits and giggles.
God damn it.
You got it.
Oh god.
Everyone's missing.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, it's
seven,
misses. All
Jesus
right.
Christ.
So Time Phantom is going to start out this round. And Time Phantom is going for Pony still.
No.
Because Lady Gertrude's controlling it now. So
fucking
it's going to try and drag Pony and throw him to the roof of the cave.
Can I reason with it?
Wait.
You could first roll to see if she's successful, and as she picks you up, well, as the being picks you up, then you can roll.
You can
see
start
you can...
singing a song to
right.
her.
All right, so
forgiveness.
Do a d20.
Uh-huh.
10 or higher.
17.
Oh, yeah, she picks you up.
Okay.
The beast picks you up.
Now, can I...
Oh, now.
Yep. If you get a 15 or higher, you can try and reason with her that aspect of it.
One
point.
You're
gotta tell
dead, dude.
Tell a deep, dark secret beforehand. Maybe that will woo the beast.
I always liked you.
You know you're being a cunt, and that's why I killed you.
Adventure series
and,
is literally over.
Is that seriously? That's your deep dark secret?
No. I was just making a statement. All right. Here we go. Stole my ex-wife's hard drive from her computer and posted a bunch of videos of her fucking online.
This is a Joe secret. This is not a Pony secret. That's for sure.
That shit's so true.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's like, hey, can you fix my computer? And I'm like, sure. And I just took the hard drive out. I'm like, it doesn't work anymore.
As you
damn.
As you are saying this, she swings you up into the ceiling and do a D4.
God damn it.
Three times.
Two?
Four.
Oh, four? It looked like a one.
Two.
Right.
God damn. I'm dead.
You are dead because you're almost knocked the fuck out.
Guess what? We're resetting.
No, you've got until negative hit points. So
Pony can't tell this story no more.
we're back. All right, at
Pony
the fucking field.
Pony is knocked out. He's done. Unless if it keeps attacking him, he's gonna die.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
So Yodi can heal Pony.
Yes, Yodi can heal Pony.
All right.
Oh, we never
he's not up yet.
You know who didn't attack? Air's Bath.
Oh yeah. I think she was in shock from.
Oh yeah, yeah, Yodi can't do anything yet. So Aerospath's going to do a combo move. Since Yodi can't, she's going to throw him. She's going to pull his tongue out, like cartoon style, and throw him at Pony. If it's a 15 or higher, she hits. Wait until after I say it. You rolled before I finished.
He likes to roll.
I was going to be a fucking one.
20! Oh, he's God. Full health.
Yeah.
Yodi
is lifeless body. Or
Yodi licked
body.
Himself and fucking he's back up to full health too.
Yeah, all right,
so
boy.
Pony is back up to
his
full health.
His slobber went up and
however,
went all over. It's a 20. His slobber went all over freaking.
He got overzealous.
It went all over freaking. Lady Gertrude too.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Her body's healing.
Her body might be healing, but we got to see if she's going to, the soul will go back.
Hold on.
And if that's the case, no, if Matt rolls higher than a 10, the soul will go back, but only if you just beat the time phantom. The next
a 20! 20!
Never mind, the soul's going to go back the next turn.
What
the
How fuck? How about this? Cuddles / Pretz wants to jump on the back of the hippogriff, grab onto Lady Gertrude's body, and charge the time demon with it. And with his ability to freaking like fuck up demons and shit, he was gonna freaking force the soul out back into the body.
Wait, does that give Lady
Wait, okay, so you already rolled a 20, so her life will go back into her body anyway.
I'm gonna like just
but did she
rip
get the
souls
arm?
All apart.
If you roll a 20, she'll get the chainsaw arm.
He just I already did a roll a 20.
No, I'm talking about with Sean doing this, but if Sean succeeds, she can attack this round.
But I want
it will damage the beast.
I
want to
rip all the freaking spirits like apart
and separate them. Okay.
Oh wait, you weren't done.
12 or higher.
Okay.
Two.
All right. So you throw her. You throw her body, which is healing.
I was riding by.
And it totally misses, and you drop her face first in the ground. Her face is bloody, and obviously she's not healed. So
she's already fucked up anyway.
My turn. Is it my turn?
You're knocked out. You can't come back this round.
Full health,
you got healed this round.
All right, fine.
He's full health.
No.
Okay. He can come back.
Whatever.
No. It's a 20. He's
all right, so
super
Doran
vital.
And Arisbath are going to attack together.
I have more health now than when I started.
Arisbath is going to pick up Doran and throw him swords out like his normal attacks with stuff.
Okay.
So roll a d20 twice.
Jesus. Oh.
4 and 5. Wow.
It's like...
So she
below
throws
7
Doran,
or a 20.
She throws Doran and completely misses the creature, and Doran goes flying out of the cave. That's it. He lands on his feet.
He's like, oh.
So you got, right? You got Alfie.
I'm having a blast. Watch
Alfie and Cinnamon. Alfie and Cinnamon are left, I think. That's it.
Okay.
Right? So pick out something for him.
Right. Alfie is going to Adrenaline Cinnamon. Which will make her chlamydia just explosive, and she will freaking
so
run at them.
All right. D20 to see if he hits her.
17.
Oh, yeah, he hits her. And then D20 to see if it's a crit or not. It's going to hit either way.
No.
2. All right, roll a D10. Twice. Some powerful chlamydia. 3.
10. All
right. It also... What?
I'm just thinking of the explosion napalm chlamydia.
All right, so
like
the time phantom,
high school, man.
The time phantom goes for Pony again. It's trying to grab it by his face, but it's also trying to stop Lady Gertrude from her spirit going back. So if Matt rolls a 12, it'll grab Pony. But if Matt rolls anything lower than that, her spirit fully frees itself and she attacks.
Yep. 16.
All right. So
in the background, Cuddles is poking her body with a stick. He's like, come on, do something.
Do something.
As you poke, the arm that's her spirit grabs onto something inside of it and starts pulling out spirits.
Might be the wrong one.
They're not freed yet. So if you want to make that, if you move, you see that it's starting to happen, you can try and use her body to pull stuff. Use like a puppet. And that can be your dual attack.
I mean, Pony loves making puppets out of things.
Pony's been grabbed. He's up in the air. It's not
stretch,
attacking
stretch,
yet.
Stretch your arm out.
Get your diddle arm
All
out
right,
there.
Pretz is going to pull a bunch of string out and make a little marionette.
Okay.
With, what the hell is her name? Lady Gertrude.
All right.
And he's going to have her do the Hulk Hogan, the little point to the Time Demon. And then is going to start, like, just romping forward and is going to start fucking
punching
and,
the spirits out.
And then do, like, a leg drop on it.
All right, roll 3 times. See how many spirits come out.
Oh. You keep, like, change it, like, 4 fucking times. Yeah. It was 13.
So it was, I saw a 6 and a 4, a 13. What was the other one?
I, the other one I didn't see, the first one. Because every time he went like that, it was like roll, roll, roll. Roll, roll. 4.
4. All right, no, that's it.
6. 13. Okay. Oh.
Okay. We'll just do the what, 6, 4, 13, and another 4, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not good at math.
6 and 4.
You lost me.
And minus the 23, so 40.
Too many numbers.
40, right. 42.
You did all that in damage. It's down to, it's under half health now.
And Lady Gertrude just starts grabbing the ropes like Ultimate Warrior.
Well, you guys could. I'm not going to stop it from being a dual attack. Okay. You found a neat way to attack it.
Right, now, yeah, now she's the Ultimate Warrior and bounces back and forth off
so
of invisible ropes.
So someone else
going
to run the puppet hands?
Yeah, if anyone wants to. I want the marionette.
Sure.
Hey.
With my
griffin
claws.
That's fine. It'll damage her a little bit, but she's not alive yet, so.
Oh, God.
It's up in the air. You're fine.
Just
swing her around. Like a fucking shot put.
With the strings?
Yeah.
Tangle. Get a tangle going.
She's trying to, like, lasso him, rip him out while you're flying with the body?
I don't know.
Might as well.
Whatever, fine.
Use the marionette strings.
Well.
I'll do 12. 12 damage.
Okay. Hey. Who's next turn with the marionette?
Doran. And Doran's going to try. He remembers what her spell moves are. He's going to try and make her freeze it from the inside.
That's some talent.
Up its ass, Justin.
How the hell did Doran get so good at freaking running a puppet?
He did puppet shows for Olana when she was a kid.
Oh, God.
So he did it. Was putting his hand over his fucking ball set.
So just even see the cast, he's got to do it at 15 or higher.
It's a brain monster.
All right, it doesn't cast, but it pulls out 1d4
pulls
of spirits
out, yeah,
from it and kills
God
it.
Damn.
Four.
Damn, he's still got a good one in there.
My turn.
Yeah. Do you want the Marion?
I have to.
You're still stunned, man. You're healed, but
what?
You're stunned.
That's a whole other turn. This is my second turn.
This is where I'm not on round three yet. Or has everyone went?
Everybody's
everybody went.
All right, then go.
My turn.
There's
wait,
my turn, and I'll cry if I wanna.
That's right.
It's Alfie good. Hasn't gone
it's
yet.
Been getting stuff.
I need
out,
Alfie
so it's
for my turn.
Attack,
all right,
back.
Alfie's
Alfie.
Ready.
So I'm going to take sweet little Dr. Alfie, set him on my shoulders, and we're going to summon all the power of our hammers together. God.
Okay.
We're gonna focus our chi into my dick. And I'm going to fuck that spirit ball straight back to hell.
We're doing their dick
roll,
sword again?
You got to roll twice. First, see if they combine them. All right, they combine them. Now to hit.
16.
All right, so you hit.
Yes.
Roll a d10.
With your dick.
With my dick.
A d10 and a d4.
That's for how many inches?
How far did we penetrate, boy?
There we go. 2 inches.
All right, not much left.
Not much left in me either. I'm almost spent.
You were attached to its arm, so that's why I didn't stop it. I'm like, all right, if Alfie came up to join you for that. Because if you guys don't kill it soon, it's going to pop pony right up on the ceiling again.
Who else is there?
All right, I can take it.
Did Cinnamon attack yet?
Nope.
Nope.
All right.
Does this kill the second attack or the third attack?
Now? We're on the third run. Well,
Cinnamon did attack you. I
guess it's the fourth one. By the way, we're on the next round, so.
Blammo.
Explosive
I mean, chlamydia. You gave a spirit chlamydia. That's pretty powerful chlamydia.
Shouldn't it be taking damage over turns?
No, it's not taking damage over turns.
Oh, come on, man.
How about...
It has to go to the doctor and it's all embarrassed?
Emotional damage.
That's right.
Fuck it.
No. Roll it.
20.
18.
The spirit is embarrassed.
There you go. It's embarrassed. Aww.
Cinnamon...
it doesn't know how to talk to its parents about it.
Attempt to... become scissor bitches and use her energy to help draw
two vaginas.
Well, it's next
uterus.
Turn. She's back.
Well, draw the spirit out now.
No, it's out now.
Like to
that's,
form
you can't
it
do
all
the
together.
Thing anything. Oh, you mean actually put them back? All right.
Yeah, like she's gonna form with her to help bring her back up to power, so they can fucking do like a nice attack.
All right, 15 or higher.
Nine.
Oh. Pulls
nine,
her out
nine,
though.
Nine.
Her body's in there. She's just stunned.
All right.
It's time for Yodi to get fucking crazy.
With who? Anyone? There's
everybody
here.
Who's left?
Harris Bath, Doran.
Oh, God, it's Harris Bath.
And I think, isn't Bo a lot? Bo's around still, too.
And well, but, did I get used by Cuddles?
I was turn before.
Damn. Okay.
Okay, so,
well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to roll a new animal.
No, yeah, do it.
All right, roll a new animal.
All right, any spot.
Nine.
It's like the angry Hitler bug.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
You are a small bird.
A small bird.
Yes.
A hummingbird. A burb. You're a hummingbird.
Yes, a burb. Small bird.
Wait, you're robotic then, because birds aren't real.
Right. The government.
How does that interact with like the spirit realm, if it's mechanical?
I don't know. I just made that up. It goes all the way. You're a bird, man.
He's a burb.
You're just a burb.
Burb.
A small burb.
Well, I'm tenacious.
Eat a loaf of bread. And
I'm tenacious, so I'm going for the eyes.
With combo attack, or it doesn't hurt anything. Just fuck. Throwing that out there.
Yeah, combo with his fucking...
He had someone on his back.
Right, but it's still got to be a combo attack, or it won't do damage.
He's a small bird. Who the fuck's going to fit on his back?
Maybe I just got squashed. Ride on someone's weapon.
So he can combo with his fucking little claws.
Or you can have, like, Doran smack him into the eyeball.
Yeah, Doran can throw him like a dart.
What are the bitches? What are their...
Two vaginas, one uterus.
What are their powers again? Like, when they're combined?
They turn into a bike, and they also can... use their normal moves, I guess, but it's the wheels.
Don't they have magic anymore?
They can do magic. The magic and then the plant magic shit same time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what?
Wait a minute. Lady Gertrude, or no, Cinnamon that had the plant magic, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I'm hoping that they do some voodoo magic with their plants and wrap them with a vine.
They already went.
I do have a question.
Oh.
Everybody that was still alive from episode 2 here.
Yeah.
So you technically still have Sub-Zero from your fucking PSP thing.
Oh, he didn't die. Shit. We brought, yeah. Sub-Zero's still around,
or
too.
Or Scorpion, whichever one was not dead yet.
He's farming. He joined the farmer.
Yeah, I guess he left. Because anything that summons stays around until it's gone.
Yeah, because Mega
Ben
Man
got
fucking,
the fucking 20 roll for that shit out of anger. Like, it's there.
Well, if
Mega Man did rob us.
Yeah.
that was the thing I put as the, like, placeholder text in the thing was Mega Man.
Nice.
I mean, Doran can throw you like a dart.
Doran, yeah, he can throw you like a dart, and somehow you're a little birdie. All right.
Yeah.
So roll a d20 to see if they hit.
Line me up, beak first.
Oh, boy.
That's Doran's aim. Let's see if the birdie can
fly direct.
Nope. Oh,
nope.
No.
You go right out the cave.
Right, I'm free, bitches.
Flare a wing and jet out
but
sideways.
You were out the cave. He's throwing it back in.
Boomerang.
When you did it, you gave it too much squeeze, and I like...
You know, like, you throw an paper airplane too hard, it goes... Whoop.
He sees that. He's like, oh, shit.
You squeezed on the throw.
Went around, and then they fucking hit Dory in the ass.
Like, no, all right,
so
today.
Who do we have? Yodi. Okay. You were going to do Yodi and
so
Aerospath?
Yodi and Aerospath, they got a special combo move they've been saving for
it's
a long,
gravy, is it?
Long,
sweet,
long
sweet
time.
Gravy.
I was going to say, do I have to roll for how much damage gravy does?
Roll like to see if it does damage.
Okay.
10 or higher and it does
damage. Why? We just had chlamydia do damage.
Because this is gravy. I don't know. Roll.
Is it like a gravy boat gravy, or is it like gravy when you're still cooking it when it's hot as fuck?
It's like,
it like
a
gravy.
Girl,
okay,
like,
fine. We're rolling to see if it's gravy.
Or is it like gravy when it's hot outside and it's coming from between your ass cheeks? That kind of gravy.
That kind of gravy.
Sweet.
Oh, no, roll for it. It's 10 or higher.
It's the swamp juice.
Swamp juice does damage. All right.
So does it do damage over time because it's sticky?
Yeah.
It blinds them,
this
too.
This is going to be... Okay.
Well, then the chlamydia should do damage over time because that's...
No, that one's just a burst. It's like, that's a spirit. It can't get freaking chlamydia.
It right, did, so. Though.
Yodi. Well, just get this thousand ass juice.
I don't have my laptop for the rules, man. Make this shit up as I go.
He can't
chlamydia
see
doesn't do it, but ass juice will stick to
it's not
because
ass juice.
It's nasty ass. Oh. All right. Anyway.
She makes her own
what are you doing with your
grape? So Yodi nods over to Aerospath, and she knows it's time to reveal the special move here.
She lifts up her dress.
She lays on her back.
I'm all gray.
And she lifts up her legs, and Yodi grabs her
She's
ankles
like
it's
wind.
A World War II AA gun. And he just motorboats her shit, and she starts spraying gravy.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
All right, roll a D10.
It's a special move.
Bust the windows out your car.
What?
Oh, God.
All right. Well, you got one little squirt off. Roll a D6.
It's been a while.
You must not have been feeling it.
I'm rusty, man. Don't judge me.
All right.
She was nervous.
So,
too,
first time performing in front of an audience.
All right. So the Time Phantom is going to throw you up into the ceiling again.
Time Phantom. Roll
D20.
17.
All right. Do a D6 three times.
Pony's dead.
Because that was head first. Four.
Four.
Five. Jesus Christ.
13 damage. At least you were revived back up to full health.
Yeah, you're not knocked out this time, so you're good.
Oh.
All right. That's its move.
I get stronger every time.
All right, so the Scissor Twins can reunite if they want.
Scissor Bitches.
Scissor Bitches, sorry.
Two vaginas, one uterus.
I'm just saying they can. I'm letting you guys know. So you guys are up to the attack here. There's not much left.
Well, Dorn hasn't done shit in a while.
So
he's missed. He tried to throw Bo.
No, Bo had...
That was their turns, combined turn.
Yeah.
All right. Cuddles is going to douse his head in gasoline.
What?
Oh, jump head onto the Scissor Bitches, and
so they've reformed.
He's going to their motorcycle, and he's going to light his head on fire and just say, "Ghost Rider, motherfucker!" He's going to pull out like a giant chain, like balloon animal.
That's like sweet.
And he's going to freaking just ride off with, like, at it, fucking swinging the fucking chain.
All right. 15 or higher, and he gets more than one hit.
Oh.
What was it?
10.
Yeah, all right. No. Just, it's going to hit either way. So roll a D10.
Oh, I thought I had.
Yes. No. No. That's 8. Right there. What?
One damage. All right.
Got to put a little English on that shit.
Mm-hmm. Pull a mustard on it.
Next.
Awful.
Alfie is going to...
Pony stopped to eat.
his bodies look good.
I don't know. What does Bo want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What does Bo want to do?
The Bo's outside, isn't he?
You can still attack.
Fly back in.
Come back in.
Do you know what? Do you want Alfie to
can ride
you with
Bo as the small bird?
Yeah.
How small a bird are we talking?
Alfie can do any...
Who cares?
If he injects...
duck. You can trap him the
with
bird.
With adrenaline.
Ticket. Right.
And fucking just be even stronger.
All right, so we'll look ahead, and then Doran's going to meet you, like, the point of his sword right in the middle. So your beak and the sword, ding, it's going to, like, meet in the middle of it and damage. Massive sound wave.
He's
going to
reach over and inject Doran with freaking...
It's a Thor Iron Man situation.
Alfie needs CV hits, so, like, 5 or higher, he hits.
Hey!
All right, now... Roll. Alfie can. He's Dr. Alfie, man. He's not Yodi. He doesn't.
There's 5 or higher.
Everybody else gets a 30%. Dr. Alfie's 70%.
He didn't go to college for 18 years.
Exactly.
18,000 years.
That has been the gag with Alfie since he's the only Alfie that's lived. You missed that whole season.
Oh, I remember that.
All right. So for Doran and Bo to hit, we need to roll twice. D20 twice.
Oh, boy. Oh boy!
And they fly right by each other.
But there's a grazing wing. Shink.
Yeah. Actually, clips his wings.
Oh God, no!
Okay, so
this has been a horrible fight. No one's done shit.
It's amazing.
So
the only one that really did anything was chlamydia,
which is amazing.
All right.
I'm really enjoying these shitty rolls.
as Yodi's climbing off Aerith's bath, she's still on the floor, and I'm gonna just do a great big waffle stomp right in her guts, and hopefully more.
Oh my God.
For more gravy.
Gravy. What the hell?
All right, no.
Well,
it worked. Roll D
10.
Yeah.
For how many?
Yep.
What?
God damn it!
She's all dried up. He used it too much when he got her back.
Son of a bitch. I know you got more in there, girl.
All right. Wow, you guys can't finish this thing off.
All right, so since she's just laying there, Yodi's going to just jump off and just try to land on her stomach, too, and try to shoot some more out.
Yodi?
People's elbow?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Yodi's going to jump. Yeah, a pony jumped.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Yodi's just going to, like, turn back around and just...
RKO or
whatever. I'll allow it.
She's enjoying it.
Oh, shit. All right, D10. Definitely works. Higher success, right?
2?
I'll add 2 more to it.
Oh, God.
It's only 1 hit left, guys.
That'll take us 3 more left? Turns.
Yodi's still alive, right?
Yodi's dropped, man.
Okay. Dr. Right. Alfie?
So, yeah, Cinnamon. Everyone went. Alfie so, it's general. Time for the Phantom, Time Phantom attack, and it's actually trying to run away.
The coup de grace.
It's heading out towards... Bo and Doran. Since they, well, I guess it'd be only Doran, because he's the one who went out the cave that time, since you were flying back in, right? Yeah, but was flying back in.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so it's heading towards Doran.
What?
Winding up for a big-ass swing. It's going to try and kill him on its way, running away.
Going for a big couple
of a shield bash.
18.
Fucking hits him. Doran goes flying. Like, gone. He's gone.
Doran.
Bye. He's gone. He went towards the direction of Swamp.
He Mark. Winds up.
He's gone. Right.
Oh, God. All
right. But Christ. That stuns the Time Phantom. It's stuck there. So go attack. Everything's going to hit no matter
so
what.
Wait, he hit so hard he stunned himself?
The
what
reverb.
The fuck kind of shit is that?
That was his move.
Doran's shield
that
reverberated.
That sucks.
He's
Doran
weak,
is
anyways.
Not in the party anymore, okay?
He is still sucks.
Yeah,
he was
I hit you so hard. Like, imagine being in a box and be like, oh, I fucking knocked you out, but I'm stuck here for 45 seconds because I hit you that hard.
I stunned myself.
The fuck?
I can see it.
I kick my own ass.
All right, so Cuddles is gonna go up to him.
I wipe my own ass
and be like,
"But I wipe
you
my
got
own
something
ass.
Right there," and then flick him in the nose.
Actually, fell for it.
Wait for to the Phantom.
Yeah,
doesn't do anything. It's gotta be a team attack. Everything hits, but it's gotta be a team attack.
Cuddles and Pretz are a team.
Realized that the Bo was on his finger when he did it.
I want roll to see
he's
if
like,
he's
like, whoa, he's got a point.
Roll to see if he's always a team. 15 or higher, he's always a team.
19. Oh,
yeah. You're always a team. Fuck. Overpowered.
Uh-huh.
Sweet. And scissor bitches are always a team, too.
Right. Right. Right.
Two you're always a team, so you kill it.
Time Phantom's gone.
Flick to the nose.
You nose flicked it to get rid of it.
Nice.
All right.
It just disappears. It's like,
that's how it should be after that lame. Haymaker froze punch. Like, oh,
all right.
Oh shit.
Well,
I hit myself.
Like, you guys know which direction Doran went.
He's just still flying off, and he like flashes like a star.
So the group
Team Rocket blasts off.
Let's make that move at least worth something. Like that.
He went off towards the direction of the store.
He's at Swamp. He's at Swamp Mart.
Swamp Mart. Yep.
All right, boys.
So as they're walking out, Pony. Acts like nothing happened and goes right back into his tales of why he picked those items out. So we need to roll for one of the random stories that we brought up. I don't know how many we had.
Just rolling a 10 and I'll figure it out.
8.
Yeah. Juba 9.
How he lost his cart to an angry Manitar and he earned it back using his wits and other skills.
Really funny story. Yeah. We got into it and... he took it from me outside the bar, and I was kind of hammered, and I followed him home that night. And,
can't do it.
I knew he was looking for a good pounding. That's all it is when I think of Pony, when I channel Pony, it's just fucking and ass eating.
God damn. The smile on your face disturbs me. Right?
I'm trying not to laugh really hard, dude. I came a-knocking on his door. I knew he had my sweet, precious pony, my pony cart inside of his house, and he was doing untold things to it. So I asked him if he ordered a pizza. And, of course, he had no idea what a pizza was. So I slapped him in the mouth.
With what?
With my dick.
That was where your wits came in.
And as he laid there stunned, I couldn't help but undress him with my eyes. There wasn't much to take off because he was mostly fur and skin.
He had like a tank top on.
And a sexy tank top. Undressing with the eyes wasn't enough for me, though, so I undressed him with my hands next. His skin came off real quick and...
Holy shit! What the fuck?
As he was laying there screaming and pleading for sweet death, I penetrated him. 2 or 3 times.
Small.
With my small pee-pee. He couldn't handle the Jimmy Neutron style, so he passed out. That's when I stole my pony back.
Okay. Next story.
God damn it. Why do you guys make me do this?
All the while, Cuddles is trying to tell Lady Gertrude.
That didn't happen.
He's like... This remember he said that he knows what he's supposed to do. The only reason he tried to kill you is because you had to almost die.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to kill him because we don't know what the hell is going to happen.
That was a 20. She didn't remember it.
No, she remembers the whole reason that attack. She's just back to normal. We can have something happen later. Maybe something will.
What do I got to do now?
Another story?
Yeah, another story. Got to roll.
All right, rolling.
Ten.
Yeah.
Fucking ten.
Ten.
Talk about the time Pony fell in love.
The only time I've ever loved someone is that night I was delivering a pizza to a manatar. As he laid there on the ground in that sexy tank top, I felt things I'd never felt before. I just knew that I had to have him inside me and me inside him. By God, I made it happen. That's the only time I ever fell in love. He broke my heart, by the way.
When he died?
Wow. He kept saying no.
That's homophobic.
All right. Everyone's getting a little disgusted by Pony's story, so he decides to explain.
Don't shame me.
Fully.
Don't kink shame.
How he got the headset, what type of store it was that he got it from.
Was that goddamn Swamp Mart over there. They got everything. Shop smart. Shop it. Swamp Mart.
All right. I guess that's it. You guys start walking. You see clearing a giant parking lot where there's literally nothing.
You guys got to go see this, man. They got pizza in there and everything. It's crazy.
And you see Doran impaled upon like the heating stuff on top of the roof, screaming out in pain. Yeah, he's yelling, fuck! Fuck!
He's just held down by his shoulder.
Okay. And that is it for the week. That's where we're leaving off.
Sounds good.
All right, so...
idiot bomb.
A fucking disaster.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Whole week was a disaster.
You can, I guess if you want to hear this earlier or watch the video, since you're going to see some of our stuff early, you can become a patron at VersatileAnomaly.com/Patreon. We have some merch at VersatileAnomaly.com/merch. Maybe some of these crests we can flesh out and maybe turn into some merch somewhere down the line.
Skeet, motherfucker.
Skeet.
We now have two streams.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these, at this point, will be two streams separated.
Yes. Fucking will.
So if you're hearing this, you've already figured that out.
Yeah. And or if you just happened upon this, you can listen to our other podcast, which is just the Versatile Anomaly podcast. And both of them are now everywhere after a bout with
Stitcher.
Some guy and then some girl who can't
read.
Will
not be named.
Yeah. And yeah, that was fantastic. But now they comprehend that it's two separate feeds.
Well, that's what I told him in the second email. I was like, it's separate.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, it's understandable to a point.
No, it's not. If you can read it, you can see it's completely different.
Right.
Go in the show notes, find the Discord link, join our Discord, and we talk like this in pretty much just about every channel now.
Our conversations will penetrate your mind.
I showed off my Michael J. Fox autograph.
Yes, that was amazing.
One of the channels that was pretty cool. It's my prized possession.
Yeah.
Other than that, you can follow us on Facebook. Just search Versatile Anomaly, and we will notify you for voting, and our podcast is up, and all that. I think that's it for the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I think so.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
Don't go to national parks. Missing401.com.
Fight was only supposed to last like 5 minutes. You killing her ruined everything.
And Cuddle's like,
I even tried to make it not happen. And then Sean's like, I'll make this happen.
I'm going to kick her in the fucking face.